At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Democrat Lupe Valdez kicked off her campaign for governor in Dallas yesterday. After a dozen years as Dallas County Sheriff, KERA's Christopher Connolly says Valdez is honing her message to a statewide audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was the first big event Valdez held since she announced her candidacy last month, and she took aim at the Republicans who lead Texas.
They have made up issues. Bathrooms, sanctuary cities, massive voter fraud, Jade Helm. It would be amusing if it wasn't causing so much harm.
Instead, Valdez said she'd focus on an inclusive agenda, solving problems faced by everyday Texans.
Our children are cramped into crowded classrooms. Working Texans need a raise. Our roads and bridges needs serious investment.
Valdez is drawing heavily on her own story. The eighth child of migrant workers, she said her parents argued about whether they could afford to send her to school. They did, and she went on to a career in the Army and in federal law enforcement. In 2004, Valdez surprised many when she became the first woman, first Latina, and first lesbian sheriff of Dallas County. Perhaps most surprising, she was a Democrat who won in a county still largely controlled by Republicans at the time. Now Valdez hopes to upend two decades of Republican control in the governor's mansion.
We must begin to start gathering like-minded people who believe in doing good for Texas and bring them together to begin to make a change. And that's what I want to start doing right now.
First, though, she has to win her party's nomination in the March 6th primary. It's a crowded field, 10 candidates, including Houston's Andrew White, the businessman's son of a former Texas governor. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
When civil rights leader the Reverend Jesse Jackson in November announced he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he joined a long list of famous people who live with the neurological condition. In today's Vital Signs, I talk with Dr. Greg Schollen, a neurologist at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. He says Parkinson's is a degenerative disease of the brain that primarily affects movement.
People who have Parkinsonism have what we call bradykinesia, or slowness of movement. They can also have tremor, and they also have rigidity, which is an increased muscle tone. Some symptoms are more difficult to manage than others. So, for example, the tremor that often brings Parkinson's to the forefront is one of the easier symptoms to manage pharmacologically than, let's say, the rigidity or the slowness of movement. And then toward the later stages of Parkinsonism, we see something called postural instability, which means people can just fall over, and that can be a very difficult sign to manage.
What causes Parkinson's?
We don't really know for sure. We know that it's a degenerative disease. We know that there is a predisposition from genetics, although that's a small number of people. Most of the time it's called what's called sporadic, which means it just happens. There are a number of theories about environmental agents such as manganese and pesticides, but that hasn't been super well proved.
What has research shown us along the way about
Parkinson's? Oh, research has shown a lot of what happens on a molecular level with abnormal proteins. So there's been a tremendous amount of research as far as the mechanisms and also the genetics. Years ago, we didn't know that there was a significant genetic factor. Now we do know that there are several genetic pathways to Parkinson's. But again, this is a minority of the people involved.
How does Parkinson's progress over time?
What we generally see are the symptoms becoming worse and worse, meaning the tremor becomes more noticeable. It occurs more throughout the day. It can also become less responsive to medications. And the same can be said for the slowness of movement and for the muscle tone. So that's what you'll see. You'll see the symptoms becoming more severe. Just as if something with Alzheimer's, for example, you'll see memory loss becoming more and more severe. It's the same thing with Parkinsonism.
Does a person eventually die from Parkinson's, or maybe complications related to it?
No, it's almost always complications thereof. One of the worst things about Parkinsonism is mobility, because it's a disease of movement. And so falls are very, very common, and falls are a common cause of morbidity and mortality, leading to things like broken hips or head injuries, things of that sort.
I take it there's no cure for Parkinson's.
No, there's certainly no cure.
So how do we treat Parkinson's?
Well, there are medications of different classes that we will use in patients depending on their symptoms and also depending on their age. So Parkinson's disease is a shortage of a transmitter, neurotransmitter called dopamine. And so we have medications that can stimulate the production of dopamine. We also have medications that actually replace the dopamine. That's probably the most effective medications, and that replaces the chemical that's missing. We generally tend to start that in older patients, usually 65 and older, a lot of call the Medicare age group.
I suspect what a misperception is that Parkinson's disease is mostly associated with older people.
Well, as a degenerative disease, it's certainly found mostly in the Medicare age population. However, we certainly can see it in the 30s and the 40s, Michael J. Fox being one of the most famous examples of that. He was a younger person who developed it at an early age. So it can be seen in the 40s, certainly, and sometimes in the 30s.
People listening to this interview have probably heard enough to be afraid of this.
Well, I don't think afraid is the right word. You know, for example, people would come to the office and say, well, Dr. Shallon, I'm afraid of developing Alzheimer's disease. And I'd say to them, well, so am I. It's something that you really can't avoid. I think the issue is, it's like any other chronic disease. When you come to face it, it's just important to face it head on and start recognize treatments as early as possible, getting the care from someone who's qualified to provide it.
Your life is not over. It's just changed.
Like anything else, exactly. It's just changed. And since nobody likes change, by trying to keep it under control as actively as possible, you can try to minimize that change as much as possible.
Dr. Shallon, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Greg Shallon is a neurologist at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. In the forecast, sunny skies today. Expect a high near 58 this afternoon, 43 now in Dallas, 42 degrees in Fort Worth, 37 in Wichita Falls, and 45 in Tyler.